I drive north along the coast to clear my head, turn my thoughts toward Giovedi. So, he made a deal with the devil, and he got screwed. I wonder if Darius knows anything about that, but I push the thought away. It'd be like asking some random guy if he knows your cousin who happens to live in the same state. I answer my phone before seeing that it's Danny's cell.
The fuck do you want?
Look, I know we got up on the wrong foot the other night.
Quit groveling, it sounds weird coming from you. What do you want?
Dude, I'm just trying to make amends.
Which means you want something. Get to it or I hang up.
I don't want anything, Look, that old crazy guy, the one that killed Simon, he's not dead.
You saw him?
Fuck, did I see him? Comes looking for you last night out behind the club. I tell him I'm not your secretary, and he pulls a fucking dog out of thin fucking air. Goddamn thing tore Bruno's face right off. He's sitting in cedars with tubes in his head.
A dog?
A mastiff or something, but bigger.
Bigger than a mastiff? Big enough to maybe tear Carl's arm out of its socket?
Okay, calm the hell down.
Fuck you, I am calm. What the hell is going on? You know something, don't you?
It's complicated. He say anything else where he'd be?
Said he'd be at the club tonight. Dude, he's looking for you. If you don't show, he's gonna send that fucking dog after me. You gotta be there.
I'll think about it.
No, serious.
I hang up on him. Giovedi at the club tonight. He thinks I've got the stone. I don't know why he thinks Danny and I are friends. Much fun as it would be to let Giovedi's dog eat Danny, I'm gonna be there. It's too good an opportunity. I need to get him off my back. Killing him might buy me some time, but who knows how long. All that would do is piss him off, and there's no guarantee that I'll have the stone before he comes back at me. And if he's got a giant dog with him too, that might be too hard to pull off anyway. An idea slowly builds in my head. It's probably bad, and I don't really want to do it, but the more I think about it, the more I think it might work. If I can get it to work. I call up Frank.
The fuck do you want?
Are you drunk? It's not even 8 a.m.
Fuck you. I'm hanging up now.
Hang on. Sorry, none of my business. Look, I got a beat on Giovedi, if you want him.
Yeah? Where is he?
You know Simon's old club in Hollywood?
Place near what? Cherokee? Yeah, I know it. Is he there now?
Tonight. Don't know when, but they don't open till 10. He's looking for me and threatened to kill somebody if I don't show up.
He doesn't know you very well, does he? So what the fuck do you want me to do about it?
Thought you'd like to know where he'd be. I was kind of thinking that if you could bring some of your fat cop buddies with you, you could get him locked up for a few days until you figure out what to do with him. No chance of him just walking out of county. Not with LA's finest watching him.
You gonna be there?
Yeah, I'll get him inside, stall him. You do whatever cop shit you need to do and get him in a cell. Or into an abandoned warehouse, or wherever. Like, you'll think of something creative, I'm sure.
I don't know.
He killed your brother. Look, shoot him for all I care. Throw him in your trunk and wait for him to come back to life. I'm just trying to help you out. Jesus, this isn't rocket science. Just lock him up.
And get him out of your hair. That's what you want, right? He's looking for you, isn't he?
Yeah, get him to leave me the fuck alone for a few days. Alive. I don't need to be worrying that he'll wander out of the morgue again.
Fine. I'll be there tonight. See what I can do.
Good. Best chance you'll have at him, Frank.
Back at the Edgewood Arms, the desk clerk glares at me.
She's in the bar.
Thanks.
Don't thank me, pendejo.
He covers his ears with his hands.
Enjoy the noise!
I don't know what he's talking about until I open the door to the bar. The bar has been replaced with what looks like a World War I era field hospital. Sunlight streams through windows that aren't there. A cool breeze blows down from lazy ceiling fans. Young men, bandaged, bleeding, or missing limbs lie on beds behind mosquito netting.
The fuck is all this?
I spy Darius and Gabriella at the end of a long row of beds. Darius is dressed like an old-time doctor in a white lab coat and a headband reflector. He waggles his eyebrows at me like Groucho Marx as I come near. Gabriella has a look of disgust and exasperation. She points at Darius.
He won't shut them up!
I just thought your friend might feel solidarity among these honorable wounded.
It's then that I realize they're both standing over Carl's bed. He's only vaguely conscious.
I doubt all this noise is helping him.
Oh, hell, he can't hear him. I'm just doing this for verisimilitude.
See?
Clearly, Gabriella doesn't have any actual control over Darius. If she's at all worried about that, she doesn't show it. I try a different tack.
Would you mind dropping the volume a bit? Please?
For you, Sahib! Anything.
You couldn't have done that sooner? Thank you, Joe.
How is he?
He'll live, but he's a mess. Darius has him stabilized.
I live to serve.
The stump of Carl's arm is neatly bandaged and he's been strapped down to the bed.
Can he talk?
Not so far. Somebody really did a number on him.
You can help him though, right?
That's what we're trying to find out. We've managed to block the link between Newman and that eye on his forehead, but that's all. I'm having a problem.
What, the thing that kept him in the room or made him forget?
Neither, actually. I think I know how to get rid of those. Problem is that although I've altered Newman's work, I don't know how to reverse it. As long as it's there, it's in the way. I can't do anything about the other spells until I take care of what he did.
Not as easy as pulling a plug?
Sure, if I knew where the plug is. Sometimes it's obvious, but, and I hate to say this, he's good. Better than I thought, actually.
So you need Newman?
I think so, yeah. Think if you ask him nice, he'll take it off? Yeah, didn't think so.
Where the Edgewood Arms is just as much a shithole in the daylight, Newman's mansion is radically different. It looks deceptively normal. Archie's waxing the Bentley when I get to the gate. He sees me and comes over, sleeves rolled up to his elbows, tattooed arms that would put the Yakuza to shame. They're all patterns and words, none in English as far as I can see.
Mr. Sunday, we weren't expecting you.
Nice shiner you got there, Arch. Looks really painful.
Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah, I need to have a conversation with the old man. Newman in?
He stares at me, like he's trying to read my soul. Good for me. Pretty sure I don't have one anymore.
I'll see if he's available.
He turns and heads toward the house.
Hey, where's the midget?
Eating squirrels.
Archie disappears into the house. There aren't any security cameras I can see, but I don't doubt that Newman has eyes everywhere. Certainly if Carl's anything to go by. They don't keep me waiting long. The gate slides open on a well-oiled track, the front door opening as I approach. Then closes behind me, Archie waiting inside the foyer.
More magic?
He shows me the remote.
Sometimes modern conveniences are easier. He's in the library. Follow me.
Newman's sitting at the same table where I first met him, a thick book in front of him.
Joe, how are you? Come to give me good news, I hope? You found the stone?
A lead.
Excellent. Excellent. Then follow up on it. Why are you here?
I need something from you first.
Money.
No, I need you to undo whatever the hell you did to the reporter.
He leans back in his chair, honest surprise in his face.
Ah, yes. The reporter. I saw you in his room the other night, and Archie told me of your, encounter. I've also noticed that I can't see through the eye I gave him. But then, you already know that, don't you?
He's got information, but that thing you put on his forehead's keeping him from giving it up.
Really? That's fascinating. Now, I don't suppose you came to this understanding all by yourself.
I'm outsourcing.
Ah, how industrious of you. Who is he?
A guy I know, not your problem. You gonna pull it? Or do I let the lead go and lose your stone?
I thought you were just as interested in getting it. After all, you don't want to be eating crack whores the rest of your days, do you?
Seems I've developed a taste.
I see. You know, Joe, I don't think I care for the direction our partnership has gone. I think it's time we dissolved it. I think it would be better for both of us.
Archie takes that as his cue and makes his move. I've been watching him edge his way behind me since I walked in here, and I'm ready for him. He's faster than I give him credit for. Barely get a chance to twitch before he has me in a half Nelson, my gun arm useless. He brings his other hand around with a pistol in it. It's not a bad move. If I were him, I'd probably do the same thing. Too bad for him, it won't work. I drop to one knee, tear my shoulder out of joint. The momentum pulls him down with me. I aim a backward kick at his knee. I leverage him over my shoulder, flip him into a desk. He crashes and rolls. By the time he's up, my shoulder's back in joint, and I've got my Glock on him. He's sweating, and his knee is swollen.
I don't want to have to kill you, Doc. I just want you to take your goddamn magic shit off the reporter.
What did Giovetti offer you, huh? It's him, isn't it? Is that it? Or is it a woman? Oh, it's that bitch, isn't it? She's been trouble since I met her.
Last chance.
Well, what, you kill me? Torture me?
Not you, no.
I shoot Archie in his good leg.
Boy still got two good arms and a head. I could make this last.
You don't know what you're fucking with, young man.
Seems he's right. I'm paying too much attention to Newman and Archie. A mistake I figure out a second too late. The midget comes at my head like a cannonball. Claws rake across my neck, cutting the bone. Teeth latch into my shoulder, shredding the tendons. My arm goes useless and the gun drops from my hand. He moves onto my neck, trying to chew my head off. Making pretty good progress, too. I can't reach him, so I throw myself back first into a bookshelf. He goes so slack, I can grab his legs and pull. Fucker's got jaws like a pit bull. He rips off my shoulder, and even then he's still working on a chunk of meat he's torn out of me.
You're gonna have to do more than toss dwarfs at me, Doc.
Good idea.
Archie lunges up at me from the floor, but I'm ready for him. I swing Jughead up and over, slamming him into Archie's skull like a baseball bat. I beat him a couple of more times with the midget, but he's not staying down, pulling himself up on torn and shredded legs. Archie jerked Jughead from my grasp, throwing me off my balance. He tosses the midget aside, broken and limp like a rag doll. Archie's legs are shredded muscle and tendon, but he's standing on them anyway. Before I can get my balance back, he's got me in a better hold. Dislocating my shoulder isn't going to work this time.
Well, that was exciting.
Newman looks over at Jughead's broken body, a discarded toy tossed on the junk heap.
Pity. I'll have to make a new one.
He turns his attention back to me.
I'm so sorry if we couldn't work this out, Mr. Sunday. But you've given me hope, if that's any consolation.
Makes me warm all over.
I thought it might. Now that I know what's getting in the way of that reporter's unfortunate memory loss, I just need to bring him here.
He raises my Glock toward my head.
You know that's not gonna kill me.
I don't need to kill you. I just need to put you out long enough to drop you down a hole.
Archie's taken the hint and shoved my head far enough away from him not to get hit. Perfect. The change in angle is just what I need. I pull my knees up, lean forward. The sudden shift in weight pulls Archie down on top of me. Archie's head explodes in a shower of red and white.
No!
I shrug Archie's dead weight off me, roll to the side and onto my feet before Newman can readjust his aim. I sweep the gun out of his hand before he can bring it around at me. Just as I'm about to throw a good right hook, I get thrown back like I've been hit with a semi. I fly across the room. Then I stop inches from the wall, hanging in midair. This is not good. Like a bug pinned to a board, I can move my arms and legs, but the rest of me is stuck to, well, to nothing. Newman rubs his hand where I knocked the gun from it.
Archie told me you were going to be a pain in the ass.
Should've listened to him. He might still have his head. And his midget.
I see my gun sitting on the floor under a desk. Might as well be in another state.
I think I'm done talking to you.
Aw, oh, come on, Doc. I was just getting
And I'm flying through the air again. This time, it's a bookshelf that stops me. Hard. At least three ribs crack. I try to grab the shelf. This is just the start. I get a good grip on an edge. But the force of Newman's pull is too strong. I hit another bookshelf. Instead of holding on, I reach out and snag the biggest, fattest book I can get my hands on. A leather-bound 20-pound atlas.
You're a bug, Sunday. And I'm going to keep squashing you until there's nothing left.
He hurls me away from the wall, and as I go by, I throw the book at him. It slams into his head, catching him off guard. I crash into a desk and roll to the floor. I limp over to Newman as my legs heal. He's pushing the book off him, eyes unfocused, blood running from his nose and mouth.
That must have hurt a lot.
I pick up a broken table leg from the floor, heft it in both hands.
This'll hurt more.
I step on his chest and run the ragged end of the table leg through his throat and into the floor, where it sticks. Newman uselessly pulls at the leg. Blood gushes around the wood jammed through his throat. I grab a nearby letter opener, get on my knees, and look him in the eyes.
You're gonna suffocate soon if you don't bleed out first. And I want you alive for this.
I jam the letter opener down just below his sternum, and I reach in with my hand.
The hell of it is, Doc. I'm not even hungry.
I need new clothes. The midget made a mess of me when he chewed through my neck. Should have killed him when I met him. Newman's blood hasn't helped. I'm strangely okay with eating the doc. Not the best way to kill a person who's pissed you off, but it's pretty damn satisfying. I blacked out again while I was ripping out Newman's heart. Lost control. Took out a lot more than I'd planned. By the time I came back to my senses, there was a lot of blood, a lot of bone, and not much meat.
Yeah.
I don't know how you convinced him to do it, but the spell's off. Carl's still got the eye, though. I don't think I can get rid of it. What'd you do to convince Newman?
Ate him.
Okay, then.
No one's going to walk in on me, so I take my time cleaning up the mess. Newman never got up like the others. Figure it's because sometime during my feeding frenzy, I tore his head off. When you have a lot of uninterrupted time, you can really take the care you need to dispose of a body. I cut them up with an electric carving knife I find in the kitchen, bury their bits in the backyard. I find some of Archie's clothes in a bedroom. They're not a perfect fit, but they're not covered in guts, so that's a plus. I shower and change. The house is enormous. It takes a couple of more hours to toss the place. Most of this crap is useless to me, or I don't know what it is, so it might as well be. Eventually, I find some papers with the Imperial Enterprises letterhead. It's paperwork, acknowledging Newman's bid at an auction and then later pulling out of the bid. It takes a few minutes to parse out the legalese to figure out it's for the book he wrote that he was trying to get back. The one he figured out was a forgery ultimately went to Giovetti. So Imperial Enterprises was running the auction? So Giovetti already had the book. So why auction it off in the first place? Maybe he didn't know what he had until later? I'm getting fucking tired of more questions than I've got answers for. I check in with Gabriella a few times throughout the day, see if Carl's said anything yet. So far, he's still out. So I tell her I'll be by later and if anything changes, to call me. I don't need to play nursemaid to him. Darius and Gabriella have that covered. I've got nowhere to be for a few hours. I find myself pacing, cleaning the house, finally putting things back in order from when Giovetti ransacked it. But there's only so much cleaning a guy can do. It's funny how you don't notice how much time gets taken up by things you have to do until you don't have to do them anymore. Eating, sleeping, going to the bathroom. I keep checking myself in the mirror for signs of rot. I don't know if I'm going to have an episode tonight after eating Newman. Hopefully that will tide me over for another day. I try to sleep. Not because I'm tired, but because I could close my eyes and pop them open and it'd be 8 hours later. Instead, I got 300 cable channels of the same stupid bullshit it's always been. This is what eternity looks like? By the time I find myself watching an episode of The View in Spanish, I know it's time to go. I head out to the club. They don't open for another hour, but I want to get there before Giovetti does. The idea of seeing him tonight, especially after hearing about the monster dog he's got, has me a little spun. So far, nothing's torn any limbs off me, so I assume they'll grow back, but I don't really know. Hopefully, with Frank there, Giovedi will have better things to worry about than sicking his dog on me. The club is still gearing up for the evening. I go in through the back entrance. The bouncers seem to know I'm coming. They wave me through and give me distance. I get looks that tell me they probably saw last night's fight. Without the dim lighting, the place looks like a goth warehouse. Walls flat black, the windows painted over. A DJ is setting up on the stage where last time girls in latex were getting whipped while tied to a crucifix. One of the bouncers I know, big guy who goes by the name of Steroid Harry, is over giving a pep talk to the rest of the crew. They're shaken, that's for damn sure. If they didn't see Giovedi pull out his dog, they heard about it. Heard about Bruno. I catch Harry's eye, he heads over.
Danny tell you what happened last night?
Big dog. Bruno in the hospital. Guy wants to see me.
That's the gist of it, yeah.
Danny around?
Haven't seen him. Cocksucker better be here. These guys are freaked the fuck out. Half of them didn't even come in tonight.
I don't blame them. I don't really want to be here myself. Why are you even open?
Danny goes on this rant about the bottom line, how nobody's gonna get him to close. Dude, I think he's lost it. I swear, he better show up.
He'll be here.
I know he won't. I can't imagine the last few days have been kind to Danny. Every mob in town sniffing at his heels, wanting to pick up where Simon left off. Nobody's come to me yet, which doesn't surprise me. They have to know Julio's dead, and it's in their best interest to leave me alone. By their thinking, if I get into it, they'll take me out, sure. But some of their people will wind up dead. Give it a week, then I'll start getting phone calls. With all that and Giovedi, the smart money's on Danny skipping town. The club fills up before midnight. It's a very different crowd tonight. Strobe lights, glow sticks, pacifiers. Everybody's chugging bottled water. Fuck, I feel old. Another hour goes by and no Danny. The light in his office is still out and I don't see him. Or smell him. But even through the scents of sweat and drugs filling the club like fog, I do catch a whiff of something familiar.
Evening, Joe.
I don't turn. Just nurse my drink and try not to snap Giovedi's neck where people can see. And right now, every bouncer in this place is looking at us.
Giovedi?
Been looking for you, son.
He slides onto the bar stool next to me.
So I hear. Doing stupid pet tricks too, from the sound of it.
He waves the bartender over, who goes white at the sight of him. She remembers last night just fine.
I'll have a gin and tonic.
She backs away slowly to fill it, hands shaking.
Yeah, you use what you've got. Sometimes that's not enough.
Saw some of your work up close the other night. You know I'm in the phone book, could've just popped by any time.
Like you wouldn't have seen me coming. Nah, this way I've really got your attention, right? Besides, if your buddy in the hotel room had talked, he'd still be around.
Think maybe he didn't know anything?
Yeah, eventually. Took me a while to figure that one out. Got the job done though, right?
I get up from my stool, hand toward my gun. Catch myself just as I realize what he's doing.
You're easy, you know that? All I have to do is say B5 and you pop up and yell bingo. Come on. You're not gonna kill me with all these people around. And anyway, I'd just do the morgue drawer two-step again.
Was thinking maybe I'd just dump your ass in a cement mixer this time.
Oh, like nobody's done that before. Sit down. We have things to discuss.
I slide back onto my stool, force myself to calm down.
Way I see it, there are two people who could have the stone.
Giovedi sips his drink.
You or your cop buddy, and he's too stupid to know what it is.
I think about that for a second. Could Frank have it? I ditch the idea almost as fast as it forms. No, can't buy that. Frank's nothing but mindless rage and confusion now. I can't see him knowing how important the stone is. If Frank had it, he would have done something with it by now.
Stone won't help you without Newman's book. You still have that?
Giovedi stares at me, a beat long enough to know that I've hit a nerve.
All right, so you've been digging. Which means you know the crowd's looking for it too.
Not anymore, he's not. I killed him today.
I can almost smell the gears burning in his head. How much do I know? Do I have it? Can I do anything with it?
Well, good for you. My offer's still solid, you know. Get the stone to me, I'll bring you back.
I make a show of considering it. Watch the floor show a bit. Where the fuck is Frank? There's only so much stalling I can do.
You know I've got it.
I show him my hand. Not a blemish on it.
Not on me, no, but you know what happens if I'm away from it too long, don't you?
I study his eyes and see the surprise there.
Yeah, I figured that one out already. So you know what? You gotta do better.
I don't haggle.
Fine. I've already got another buyer set up. You don't want it, I'll just go there.
I polish off my drink, stand up.
Hang on.
He waves me back to my seat.
Son, you're probably the only man in this shithole town with a pair on him. You want to haggle, we haggle. What's this other buyer giving you?
We both know you can't bring me back to life, so stop yanking my chain. But if you can make it so I don't rot away, this stone's yours.
All right, I can do that.
And I know you'll try to screw me over, which is why you get it once you fix me up.
Kids these days, no respect for their elders. Son, if I want to screw you over, I can think of a dozen ways just off the top of my head. I've had a long time doing it.
About 700 years old, yeah, I know.
Giovedi's looking at me the same way he did when he had me locked away. Not sure what to make of me. Not sure what to do with me. He drops the Chicago accent suddenly.
Well, so you know more about me than I thought. Congratulations. Not many people figure that one out.
Yeah, I'm special. You know, I saw the security tapes from the morgue. Did you know one of the interns fucked you while you were out? Seriously, they have some messed up people working there.
You done? Or you got more to get out of your system?
Yeah, I'm done.
Fine. So, I fix you up, I get this done.
No.
The fuck you mean, no?
Change my mind.
Where the fuck is Frank?
This is horse shit. What the fuck do you want, huh?
Cash. A huge fucking wad of cash. I want a fistful of thousands and a start in a new town. Between you, Newman, that fucking cop, and all the bullshit that's going on in this joint, this has been the worst goddamn week I've ever had. I'd just as soon pull up stakes and head someplace else.
How much are you talking?
$250,000. That, and keep me from going all George Romero, and you get the stone.
You're out of your fucking mind.
That's a deal.
Gonna take me time to get that much cash. Can't do it tonight. Tomorrow night, though. I'll bring the money, you bring the stone. That work for you?
I catch a whiff of aqua velva behind us, and I relax. Time to let this one close.
Tomorrow's fine.
Tomorrow's fine for what?
Why, if it isn't Barney Fife. Evening, officer.
Funny meeting you two here.
Frank is dressed as casually as he can be, in a Hawaiian shirt and slacks. But his body language screams police. He could have taken a cue from some of the vice cops that come in here.
What, with me being dead and all?
Pull up a chair, detective. Join the chat.
Giovedi gives me a what the fuck are you doing look, but I ignore him. What I'm wondering is where Frank's backup is, and how come he didn't swarm in and grab Giovedi? Frank could have gotten him on some bullshit charge. God knows he's done it to me enough times. Frank's got the manila envelope in his hand, the same one he showed me at the diner.
Didn't think you'd remember me.
I never forget an asshole, especially one that kills me. You don't seem surprised.
Frank opens the envelope and pulls reports, photos, everything he showed me. Plops them in front of Giovedi. Giovedi leafs through the papers.
Wow. Oh, I used to be one handsome motherfucker, huh? You really done your homework, son. I'm impressed. You want to tell me what this is about?
Frank pulls one last picture out of the envelope and places it in front of him. Giovedi stares at it for a few moments, then looks at Frank.
Oh, him. Yeah, I remember him. So it's revenge, then. Well, you killed me already. Congratulations, we're even.
This is not going the way I expected. I should have known this would happen. Of course Frank isn't going to act like a cop. He's been hunting this son of a bitch down for too long. He's got some sort of plan, and I'm not part of it. Jesus, I'm an idiot.
I'm not here to kill you.
Frank hands Giovetti a folded piece of paper. Giovetti takes it, tentative. He opens it and reads what's inside. No reaction. I'm watching this whole thing like it's playing out in a movie.
What are you doing, Frank?
Shut up, Joe. You got yours.
What the fuck does that mean? Giovetti looks up at Frank.
I'll think about it.
You do that, but don't wait too long. Time's running out.
Frank stands up, doesn't even look at me. Frank turns to go. I grab his arm and he shakes it off.
Don't.
Frank stalks off into the crowd.
That was an amazing coincidence, wasn't it? Him showing up here like that, why, it's almost like he knew I was gonna be here.
Don't look at me.
Of course. Whatever could I have been thinking? So you bring the stone here tomorrow night, and I show up with a quarter million cash. I solve your problem, you solve mine. Everybody's happy. You good?
No, I'm not good. I'm fucked. I watch Frank fade into the crowd. I don't know what the hell just happened, but it's bad, whatever it is.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Giovetti stands. I start to follow him. He puts his finger up to stop me.
No. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't follow me. My little doggy won't like it.
I let him go, though I know I should follow him. Put a bullet in his brain outside the club. Buy me some time. But that giant dog that stuck Bruno in the hospital would be a problem. Doubt I can kill him and get away before he sicks it on me. Or before the cops show and throw me in the can. Doubt Frank would try to bail me out now. Spending a night in a jail cell would be a really bad idea. Outside, there's no sign of Frank or Giovetti. The line to the club stretches halfway down the block. Did Frank ever give me his address? Shit. If he did, I don't remember. I take out my phone and see there's still blood on it.
Where are you?
At the hotel. Where else would I be?
What is it?
Thought you might want to know your friends better, and not screaming. An improvement overall, I'd say, though Darius has his own opinion on the matter. Are you all right?
Not really. So he's up? Has he said anything useful?
Not yet. And up is a relative term. He goes in and out of consciousness, but mostly he's just resting. It's been a long night.
Okay, I'll be there in a little bit. 20 minutes or so.
I'll be here.
What?
When you said you ate Newman, that wasn't a joke, was it?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Fucker deserved it. I'll see you in a bit.
Gabrielle is in her office putting pins in the oversized map on her wall. Her long black hair is pulled into a ponytail, and she's back to wearing her camouflage shirt with "You Can't See Me" printed on the front.
How's the patient doing?
Better, all things considered. I moved him out of Darius's place to a room down the hall.
Can I talk to him?
When he wakes up. I gave him a buzzer to let me know when he's up to talking.
But...
he needs rest. So what was that on the phone? What happened?
I saw Giovetti tonight. He wants the stone, thinks I have it.
We had an agreement.
Hang on, it's not like I have it. And it's not like you can help me either, right?
I've been trying, but I haven't gotten very far.
Figured. Thanks for being honest with me. At least somebody is. Never intended to give it to him even if I did have it. Just wanted him off my ass. It didn't go as planned.
I tell her about my idea to get Giovetti locked away and Frank's fucking it up.
What do you think Frank wanted?
Haven't been able to figure it out.
Been racking my brains going over it since I left the club. I can't think of anything Frank would want from Giovetti, or Giovetti would want from Frank. The only thing Giovetti's looking for is the stone. And then I feel like a real idiot.
Shit.
What is it?
What did Darius say to us before? The stone's where I least expect it?
Yeah, and he told me it's right where I'm looking.
You were following Frank too, weren't you?
Son of a bitch.
It makes sense now. Between the time I left him and the time I got back from seeing Newman, Frank had had more than enough time to run through my place, pry open the safe, and walk off with the stone.
Then let's go get it.
Carl?
Hang on.
I follow Gabriella down the hall to a door of one of the rooms.
Wait here. He's awake, more or less. You might not have much time before he passes out again.
My mind's buzzing. I'm itching to go grab the rock. But this is important, too. I make a choice and follow her into the room. Carl looks better, but he's still a ragged mess. The lines on his face are deep. The stump of his arm, heavily bandaged. He looks like he's gone 3 rounds with Tyson, a pit bull, and one of my ex-girlfriends. He's barely awake. Eyes half-lidded and unfocused. Even the one on his forehead.
Hey. Hey, man. You got me out of that hotel room?
Yeah. How are you feeling?
A little. I'm okay. Yeah.
You remembering any of that stuff you couldn't before?
Couple of things.
Okay, what happened?
I didn't do much. Just looked into that place where your boss died. It's owned by a company. They called Imperial Enterprises. They do a lot of import-export. Own a lot of property.
Like that junkyard you gave me the address for?
Yeah. Yeah, that one was weird. Everything else made sense, you know. Office buildings, a hotel in Hawaii, but a junkyard just jumped out at me, you know. Stuck in my mind.
Imperial's owned by an Italian guy, Giovetti.
Where'd you hear that? That's the name. Yeah, but not some guy. Some woman. I called her up and met her at the hotel to ask her some questions. Just on a whim, I dropped your name. I don't know why. Thought there might be more there than you were letting on. Told her you were a friend of mine. She knows you.
My stomach does backflips and it takes Gabriella's hand on my shoulder for me to notice I've balled my hands into fists. The name on the Imperial Enterprises paperwork I found at the junkyard was S. Giovetti. I assumed it stood for Sandro. Never occurred to me it might be Samantha.
I'm really tired.
Go back to sleep.
Gabriella adjusts a dial on the IV, and Carl starts to drift off.
Yeah. Get some rest. I'll check on you later.
Gabriella ushers me out of the room, and she takes me back to her office.
That fucking bitch. I fucking fell for it. The whole fucking thing.
What are you talking about? What bitch?
The one thing I've kept from her is Samantha. It seemed the right thing to do at the time, but now I don't know why. I'm such a fucking idiot. I spill everything to Gabriella, from beginning to end. How I met Samantha, how she led me on about Giovetti. The more I talk, the more it falls into place. Who knows how long she knew about the stone? How long she'd had Newman's book? Years, maybe. Had to be, to have all this set up. The paperwork for Newman's bid and the letter rescinding it from the auction? It makes sense. Giovetti didn't have the stone or the book that Imperial had because he isn't Imperial. Samantha used Imperial to set the stone's owner up at a nice house with lots of security. When Giovetti brought the guys in to get it, the alarms were all conveniently off. But why? Why do all that? She made it almost too easy for Giovetti to get the stone. She gave him a place to hole up and experiment. She gave him cash and the means to get what he wanted, and used Imperial as a front to hide it all. But if she wanted to help him, why not just give him the stone? And why set up an elaborate auction just to get him a book that was a forgery anyway? Because he's not stupid, and he wouldn't have fallen for it.
She set him up.
What do you mean?
She set it up so that Giovetti would get the stone and the book and not think he was walking into a trap. She made him work to get them.
I'm not following. I thought the book was a fake. Why would she do that?
Because she's still pissed off at him. It's a 400-year-old grudge. She wants him to use the stone and the book. He'll think he's getting immortality.
And instead it kills him. Like, really kills him.
She doesn't care where Giovetti is. She cares about where the stone is. She wants Giovetti to get a hold of it. If Giovetti figures out Frank has it, I'm fucked.
He already knows where it is.
I start to ask what she means and stop myself. Tonight's the night for understanding just how big a moron I am. Of course he knows. Frank told him. Gabriella was about to get into the passenger seat of my car before I could lock her out.
What the hell is that smell? Like something died in here.
Me.
Ugh. Need to get you an air freshener.
She pulls her seatbelt on.
You're not coming with me.
Drop it. I've got a stake in this too.
I don't want you getting hurt.
She gets a weird look on her face for a second before it's replaced by the hardness I had started to expect.
Don't worry. I've already made a deal with Darius. If I'm not around to help you, he'll try.
That's not what I meant.
Just drive.
Fine.
I decide it would be more of a pain in the ass to kick her out at this point. I pull the car into the road and head for the freeway. Frank's place is a condo overlooking Echo Park. It's after midnight, but traffic's heavy, backed up all the way to the freeway. When we get there, we figure out why. I park a block away, but close enough to see the paramedics and enough black and whites to make their own parade. Blue and red lights strobe off a sheet-covered gurney, dark stains soaking through. Though I tell myself it could be something else, I know Giovetti's already been here.
We're too late.
No, we're not. Come on, we don't have a lot of time.
She bolts out of the car. I follow her toward the crowd of gawkers gathered at the edges.
Ugh, I hate this part.
She grabs my hand. Tight.
Don't let go.
The world goes the kind of flickering gray you see in silent movies. The crowd thins to a handful of people, all of them jerking along like bad animation.
What just happened?
There's nothing but the sound of a wind that I can't feel.
Don't touch any of them and don't let go of me. It'll be okay.
She grips my hand tighter for emphasis. I'm not sure which of us she's trying to reassure. I catch a better look at the guy in a hoodie and low-slung jeans as he skitters past me. The hoodie hides his face, but his eyes burn like they're on fire. Gun in his hand, a hole in his chest, casting about like he's looking for something.
They've all died. They don't last long out here, a few hours, a couple days. If they're around more than a week, they're here for the long haul.
We make our way to the gurney, Gabriella shivering every few steps.
Problem?
No. All those cops? They're still here. You can't see them, but you can walk through them. You can't feel it?
I cast my hand around, searching.
Not a thing.
We duck under the sawhorses, blocking the scene. With all the cops gone, the gurney looks barren and alone. The sheet covering it is bloody, stains coming up through the fabric. Gabriella pulls the sheet down to show Frank, clawed and torn. Hard to tell just how badly he's messed up. His whole body is shuddering in and out of focus. Safe to say, he's missing a lot of meat. Gabriella touches him lightly on the forehead. He snaps into focus, jerks on the gurney like he's touching a live wire. His eyes flutter open, blazing out of his face. He holds my gaze for a moment.
I'm in hell, aren't I?
Good to see you too.
He struggles to sit up, propping himself on one arm. The other's been chewed off at the shoulder, flaps of meat dangling down his side. He looks down at his ravaged chest, not quite sure what to make of the damage there.
That's a big hole.
You're dead.
She's brilliant. Where'd you find her?
Skid Row.
Figures.
I reach over to help him sit up, but Gabriella grabs my hand.
Don't touch him. I mean it.
You know who did this?
Like you have to ask.
We don't have time. Just answer his questions.
Look, Chica, I don't know who
Gabriella silences him with a wave of her hand. He stops like she hit the pause button.
I said answer his questions.
Who did this?
Giovetti.
What happened?
I was going to give him the stone. Had him come to my place. He had a dog, like a mastiff. It attacked me. I shot it, but it wouldn't go down.
I don't get it. Why? What was he going to give you for the rock?
He was going to bring my brother back to life.
He catches me with that one. I was expecting maybe some weird plan to have him get his guard down and then try to take him. But not this.
Joe, we have to go.
I've been so focused on Frank, I haven't been paying attention. The dead have been heading toward us for the last few minutes. They've surrounded us in a loose ring, and they're closing in. Not slow, just unfocused. Like they know we're here, but can't find us.
What do they want?
Me. No more time.
Where's Giovanni now, Frank?
I don't know. I was dead before he left.
Suddenly the world snaps back into blinding focus. Gabriella collapses against me, her face ashen.
Hey, you can't be there!
A cop comes toward us, reaching for his gun.
What?
And stops, eyes searching for us. The words on Gabriella's camouflage shirt glow bright and blue. She's got a grip on me like a vice.
Don't let go of me.
Then she passes out.
She knows not to do this.
Later, I'm down at the bar with Darius. I brought her here, and Darius told me to get her upstairs into a bed right away. Get her warmed up and keep her that way. Let her sleep. He gave me a candle to light by her bed. The thing stunk like a three-day-old corpse. He didn't make any wisecracks, so I knew it was bad.
I told her the last time not to do this again.
Is she gonna be okay?
None of them touched her, right?
No, she touched one of them, though.
She should be fine if she did it right. She'll be out for a while, though. That candle will help.
Could what she did have killed her?
Could have. Dead man, it did. That's how it works. Stay too long, and that's it. One of them touches you, it tears away any life you've got left. She died to help you, and she almost didn't come back. I hope you appreciate that.
She died to help her people, all her vampire junkies, her disenfranchised undead. She wants the stone so she can keep Giovetti from using it. She didn't do this to help me.
Damn, and I thought I was a cynic. What makes you think you're not one of her disenfranchised undead? The hell do you think you are?
I'm not her people, Darius. I'm just a problem she doesn't need.
Dead man, you don't know a goddamn thing.